With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello, welcome everyone to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and didn't they do well? Big congratulations to Northwich Victoria in the FA Cup. But this week, it's all about the league as we preview this weekend's fixtures in the Northern Premier League with your friend and mine, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. And of course, we'll be joined by James Hayes shortly with a review of last weekend's results in the league and trophy. But before all of that, it's over to Ben now with the news. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben, and we start this week's show in congratulatory mood as we pay homage to Jim Gannon's Northwich Victoria side, who on Monday evening defeated Boreham Wood by 2-1 away from home in the FA Cup first round replay. That result means that the EvoStick Northern Premier League will have 3 sides in the second round, with Salford City hosting Hartlepool United on Friday the 4th of December, while on the 5th, Stourbridge hosts National League side Eastleigh, and Northwich Victoria will travel to League 2's Northampton Town. And we will, of course, have a full preview for these ties on our monthly NPL show out on the 4th of December. Back to league matters now, and title-chasing Blyth Spartans have been crowned as the Northern Premier League's latest Fair Play Kings. Named as one of October's trio of winning clubs alongside Bamber Bridge in 1st Division North and Shawlane Aquaforce in Division 1 South, the Premier Division club was honoured at Croft Park on Saturday before knocking Whitby Town out of the FA Trophy. More on that very shortly as we speak to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Sorry to rub it in, mate. And finally, as it's November, there'll be no shortage of Christmas celebrations for fans at EvoStick Northern Premier League side Nantwich Town next month. Before beating Hyde United 3-0 in the top flight on Tuesday night at the Weaver Stadium, the Dabbers have announced that they'll be hosting not one, not two, but 3 themed Christmas parties at their ground on successive Friday nights in December. Tickets are now on sale for the event, with the first 2 nights including a 4-course Christmas dinner and the final night a party and a Christmas carvery. Tribute band Simply ABBA, which I'm assuming is like some kind of crossover between Simply Red and ABBA, kick off the party season on Friday the 4th of December. Blowzone Motown, a second tribute band, will take over on Friday the 11th before a 70s themed disco night will happen on Friday the 18th. So please visit the Nantwich Town website for further details. And that, Ben, is your Christmas news in November. Back over to you. So welcome everyone to this week's EvoStick Extra. There's not many interviews this week. That's because, well, basically we're all out of interviews. We did tons last week and I just wanted a quiet life this week, but I can't have too much of a quiet life because of our next guest. It's the mouthy one from the NPL Facebook group. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. Are you forgetting that we have someone else that does the show with us? Or
I've got Andrew Snaith on this week from Whitby Town Radio. He'll be coming up very shortly. But anyway, let's start things off with this result on Monday night. An epic performance, and congratulations to James Gannon and everyone at Northwich Victoria. First round replay, Boreham Wood 1, Northwich Victoria 2, and Boreham Wood got their goal in the 90th minute. So congratulations to Northwich Victoria, making it through to the second round and joining Stourbridge and Salford City. What are your thoughts, James?
To be honest, I'm quite surprised with that result, because I thought Boreham Wood would dominate it at their place, especially on a wet Monday night, with the weather as it is at the moment down in London. But all congratulations to Northwich Victoria there. I don't think anyone saw a result out of that one. And the magic of the FA Cup, what can you say? It's happened again.
It's superb, and well done to all 3 sides who are now in the second round flying the flag. And we have to say, got a really good chance of getting through to the third round. But we'll cover that in later shows. In fact, we'll cover it on the November's MPL show, which we're recording that week of December, that first week of December. Anyway, let's go to the league. Actually, should we go to the FA Trophy first?
FA Trophy.
Yeah, let's get the FA Trophy out of the way. There was a plethora of matches in the second qualifying round. Congratulations to Ashton United beating Stratford Town by 2-1 and making it through to the third qualifying round. Congratulations to Ashton United. Also, congratulations to Blyth Spartans and commiserations to Whitby Town. Blyth Spartans 1, Whitby Town 0. And, well, James, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Buxton 5, Radcliffe Borough 1.
The less said, the better, I think, on that one.
But moving on then.
Yeah.
Evesham United of the Southern Football League 1, Spennymoor Town 2. Well done, Spennymoor, making it through to the next round. Ilkeston 1, Stocksbridge Park Steels 1. That went to a replay. And I can reveal that that replay was won by, congratulations to Stocksbridge Park Steels, beating Ilson by 3-2. A really good result, that, from a Division 1 South side, isn't it?
Indeed so. And again, Stocksbridge haven't had the best of seasons in Division 1 South, I'm led to believe, at the moment. So again, the cup money is going to come in, the trophy money is going to come in handy, and maybe even to help them push forward and get away from the relegation zone where they've been for the last couple of seasons.
That's Division 1 South. Congratulations to Burscough in Division 1 North. I did say there's a good chance here, you know, a good chance, and it happened. Kettering Town of the Southern Premier 0, Burscough 3. Well done, Burscough. Epic result,
indeed,
that.
Sir. Indeed, sir.
Leamington 0, Rushall Olympic 0. That went to a replay. And the replay that finished Rushall Olympic P, Leamington P. Well, when's this game going to get played then?
We'll be discussing this next week, I believe.
Okay.
As well as one or two other ones.
Okay. Marine 2, Kidsgrove Athletic 2. That replay is taking place as we record this. So when I speak to Andrew Snaith shortly, I'll let you know what the final result was.
I can tell you the result was now straight away. It was a P and a P.
Oh, has it been postponed?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Good luck to Marine and Kidsgrove in your replay, whenever that is. Nantwich Town 5, Kings Lynn Town of the Southern Premier 1. Brilliant result that for Nantwich, and confirming once again they do like scoring goals.
They do indeed. I was going to say, are the Southern League scared of playing us at this moment in time as well? Or
I'm not. based on my position at the moment, covering both leagues, I'm not at liberty to say. Not at liberty to say. Shawlane Aquaforce 1, Matlock Town 2. I'm going to suggest that's a very good result that for Matlock Town, despite the gap in divisions. Shawlane are very ambitious, and Matlock Town did well there. Skelmersdale United 4, commiserations to Lincoln United 2. Stourbridge 2, Carlton Town 0. We said that might be a tricky one for Stourbridge. Carlton Town, I think, beat Stamford, didn't they, in the previous round? So next one, congratulations to Sutton Coldfield Town. No mean feat, this one. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Darlington 1883 0. Your thoughts on that one, James?
Very interested going into this weekend as well, I do believe. I'll leave it to the Whitby Town boys to talk about this one. So, again, Sutton Coldfield, I'm going to say this as if it was a Premier League game, Sutton Coldfield proving they've got the capability now of beating the big boys in the Premier League.
Absolutely.
It'd be interesting to see what they do against Conference North side in the next round. Can't remember who they've drawn at this moment in time, but I think they've got another tough home game.
Coming up next, after we've discussed with James, we're going to have a little bit of news, and that will include the draw for the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, yep. Just to say. Warrington Town 3, Basford United 0, and a hat-trick there for Kieran Kilhena. That was a good result, that, for Warrington Town. Actually, that's it for the FA Trophy, isn't it?
It is indeed, except there's nothing on the Friday, nothing on the Sunday, so...
No, there you go. So... we can now go and turn our eyes back to where the bread and butter of the Evo Stick Extra podcast, and that is the good old league. And just to say, match of the weekend in the league, we suggested last week, was Workington against Salford. I remember saying to Johnny Crowther, you know, you've got your FA Cup run, you've got your documentary, you're on the BBC, it's all glamour and all that. And then your reward for going back to league action is a trip to West Cumbria. welcome to the league, Salford City. And what do, James? They go and win 4-1 at Workington. Brilliant result, that, for Salford.
Indeed. So I think coming back to that game, a lot of people were thinking that was going to be the big stumbling block where Andy Johnnell lost his away record. And these are the games at the moment that Salford have proven the worth. No, I don't remember anyone in the last, in any sort of football in the country having the away form they got at the moment. So it's impressive to see. I think we got, was it 20 wins now? Away from home, another shot.
And four different goal scorers as well.
Indeed, so also proving they've got the capability to move forward, getting ready for the big match in 2 weeks' time. Obviously, it'd be interesting to see what team you put out this weekend now with it in mind. But again, Salford, when they come back into the league routine in a couple of weeks' time properly, they're going to be really, really looking forward to playing some of the teams around them. So let's see what we can do in the next couple of weeks.
And that's a really good attendance as well at Workington, 1,400 for that one.
Indeed.
And so, I'm no disrespect to Salford, but I don't think it's like an FC United thing where there's a sizeable away following. That's Workington fans, isn't it, turning out to support their side and see what all the fuss is about with the opposition.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see with that as well next week with when they're back at home as well. How Salford are coming through. I mean, obviously 900 last week in a Dukeson Cup match. Coming into this week, 1,400. With Sam Seed, do they, as they're, if is actually rising up in Salford, new fans coming in.
Just to cover off these fixtures elsewhere, Frickley Watch and Frickley Athletic did a really good job. Frickley Athletic 3-1. That's not a good result for Stamford. It's a good result for Frickley though. But yes, this next result is a very good result from Saturday. Grantham Town 2, Michelover Sports 0, closing the gap there on Michelover Sports. And also, for the first time this season, I think, certainly since we've started to play a few more games anyway, Grantham Town are now out of the relegation zone. Colwyn Bay slipping in there as a result of that win for Grantham. That's a good result for Grantham Town, isn't it, at the moment?
It is, especially bringing Michelover into that fight as well. Obviously, Stamford are really looking more and more struggling, where Ramsbottom were this going back 2 months now.
And lastly on Saturday, Halesow in Town 1, Barwell 1, a result which has average impact on the league at the moment. It's very tight in that central pack. Just to say, some league matches which took place midweek, because there were a couple, weren't there? On Tuesday night, there was two matches, and Nantwich Town back to league form, scoring 3 goals just for the fun. Nantwich Town 3, Hyde United 0. And for those of you at home following the Stuart James Gold Galores coupon, that has put Nantwich Town, after 21 games, scoring 56 goals, and now only conceding 29. The defensive performance at Nantwich is improving as well now.
Indeed it is. I mean, obviously, they were getting involved in some really stupid scorelines to begin with. But I think that's only the case of like 6 or 7 they've conceded in the last 6 games now as well. So it's still one a game average, but that's what the sort of think record you're looking for anyway. Mm-hmm. At this sort of level before. So it's impressive to see. And I think Nantwich could now look forward towards pushing forward. I think they had a couple of postponements in their favour as well last week. And against Rested Hyde, because let's not forget, they had sat their game on Saturday against Colwyn Bay Council.
Yeah.
I think Burke is looking forward to his next round. If they win in that round, he's got to come up to Staten Park as well. So, yeah, let's leave it at that. So, again, Hyde aren't necessarily the worst teams to be playing at the moment either. Scott Spencer, who's on form. So, again, to get a result against Hyde at any ground at the moment is good.
That leaves Hyde in 7th position, 11 points off league leaders Nantwich Town, but they do have 2 games in hand over Nantwich Town. It's 10 points from 2nd placed Blyth Spartans, and Hyde United have played a game more. It's very difficult at this minute to make head and tail of the league.
Yeah.
There's the Salford issue, isn't there? There's the Nantwich playing more games than anyone else, and then there's Blyth and Darlington and that midfield pack who are separated by 1 win. It's awfully difficult at the minute. But you did say about Salford City, about the home attendances, what it's likely to be. They did play on Tuesday night, and not the best result. Salford City 1, Michelover Sports 1, A good result there for Michelob Sports after what happened against Grantham. 690 was the attendance, which isn't bad considering it was like a hurricane outside in Manchester the last couple of days. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I think Salford, that one, I will be looking back at that result. For what they're doing on their away record at the moment, is getting held up by their home record. Their only main run they've had this season is in the FA Cup because they've had home time after home time. That when you look at the league form at home, they're dropping, I think they're dropping like 6 or 7 points every 3 or 4 games at the moment. And it's not the form of titles. They need to be looking at converting that away record back to their place. But now they've got fans on their side. There's a bit more, I reckon there's a bit more expectation of Salford to get these results. And this is what could stumble when they're at home.
Right. And lastly, it's now time for the Integro Duton League Cup first round. Boom! Right, so on Wednesday last week, we recorded the show on Wednesday and we couldn't tell you the results at Carlton Town and Kidsgrove. So we can now. Carlton Town, congratulations. They beat Basford United by 2-1, making it through to the next round. And Kidsgrove Athletic beat Chasetown by 2-1. Both of them, aren't they? Both fixtures are Division 1 South affairs. So congratulations to Kidsgrove and Carlton Town. And then last night, we had one match survive the weather. Congratulations, firstly, to the groundsman at Clitheroe. Superb. I won't lie to you. If you're in Yorkshire at this moment, or the North East, or the Midlands, in Lancashire, the past couple of nights, James, how heavy has it been? Just out of a scale of 1 to 10, how heavy has the rain been?
To the point where they cancelled millions of trains and made lifetime and misery and utter sadness for myself, to the point where I couldn't even walk to the pub.
But you know
That's
what, James?
How bad it was.
Do you want to know how northern I am?
Go on.
I went to the local shops just in a T-shirt. Boom. Anyway, I'm like Gary Neville, me in Kiev. Back to this match anyway. So congratulations to Clitheroe's groundsman and a big congratulations to Clitheroe beating Prescott Cables by 6-0 and 6 different goal scorers for Clitheroe.
Clitheroe, obviously we know we focus a lot more on the Premier, but Clitheroe are looking at a certain team this year that they're trying to emulate, and they could really force Northwich Victoria to have a good run in that division. Northwich Victoria have got about 4 games in hand, but again, they're the only team that are really matching them goal-scoring-wise at the moment. So, be interesting to see what Clitheroe can do second part of the season in the league.
Well, James Hayes, who's... where are you? We never asked, did we? Where are you?
I'm in the middle of Piccadilly Station, as you can probably hear, trying to avoid the hurricane, trying to get to the middle of somewhere in Ratcliffe.
Okay, well, you know there's no trains to Ratcliffe anymore. It's tram now. You have to get the tram there. Yes.
Anyway. I know.
So, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, how can people get in touch with you and complain about your opinion?
facebook.com/groups/ the MPL. Oh, if you like some moan about my geographical knowledge, please do so.
That's your fault. That was your fault. I said to the south of Scarborough. I said to the south, and then there was a silence, and I went, "Oh, hang on, maybe it's the middle." So we should. That's a good point. We'd like to apologise to the residents of East Ridings, or Humberside, or East Yorkshire, for our lack of geography. We now appreciate that Bridlington is to the south of Scarborough, and Scarborough is in between Whitby and Bridlington, not Bridlington in between Scarborough and Whitby. That made sense. So apologies on behalf of me and James. James, thank you for joining us on Evo Stick Extra this week, and you take care going up to Radcliffe and have fun this weekend.
I'll try to, Ben. Thank you very much.
So, coming up next, it's the FA Trophy 3rd qualifying round draw. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. The Evo Stick Northern Premier League's flag bearers in the FA Trophy are running the rule over their next opponents in non-league showpiece competition after the draw for the final qualifying round was made at Wembley last week following a bit of a delay on the Monday, but we won't go into that. The FA Trophy 3rd qualifying round kicks off next Saturday, and these are the ties involving our very own MPL sides. Division 1 South side Stocksbridge Park Steels will travel to holders and former NPL champions North Ferriby United. If Rushall Olympic can ever play Leamington and, more importantly, beat Leamington, the Picks will host another former NPL club, Hensford Town, now, of course, of National League North. Division 1 North side Burscough await the outcome of the final replay between Kidsgrove Athletic and Marine. Elsewhere, FA Cup hero Stourbridge hosts Division 1 North side Spennymoor Town, while Blyth Spartans are booked to travel to Matlock Town in an all-top flight tie. In other ties, Division 1 North's Warrington Town are now preparing to host AFC Fylde. Nantwich Town, 5-1 winners over King's Lynn Town at the weekend, were rewarded with a mouth-watering trip to Stockport County's Edgeley Park. And there are some cracking NPL Premier Division versus National North affairs as well. Buxton hosts Bradford Park Avenue. Chorley hosts Skelmersdale United. Gainsborough Trinity hosts Ashton United. While Sutton Coldfield Town will be hosting Stalybridge Celtic. And we will, of course, have a full preview for all these fixtures in next week's Evo Stick Extra and the Division 1 show. Back over to you, Ben. So, enough about the FA Trophy. No one cares. We'll be returning to it, obviously, on next week's show. But before that, it's now time for the welcome return of just a bog-standard league chat. I've missed it so much. And to join me, it's a return of a dear old friend to the show from Whitby Town Radio. It's Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, mate. Nice to be with you. I have a fear that you're going to ask me about my hometown club.
So, let's make a start with this interview. Andrew, what's going on at Whitby Town?
Oh, dear. You have to, didn't you? Yeah. Third from bottom, unfortunately, in the Evo Stick Premier. Yeah, it's been a barren start to the season. I mean, that's not anything new, particularly for Whitby. But, a lot of concern, particularly the away form. And guess where we're at on Saturday? Well, it's not the Turnbull Ground. It's the fifth away game in succession down at Michelover Sports, where, to be fair, we always get a great welcome. Nice people down there. But, yeah, 10 games played in the league away from home. And no wins, says it all, really. Yes, third from bottom and 5 points from safety, even at this stage of the season, Ben. Yeah, we're a little bit concerned, it's fair to say. Still a little bit of worry, to say the least, at Whitby Town.
Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make you feel better, Andy, right now. That is very second. Yes. I remember a couple of weeks ago, Grantham Town being second from bottom, and on the Evo Stick NPL show, I think the edition before last, they were doomed and written off. Now look at them. They're fifth from bottom, out of the relegation zone. And I wouldn't be surprised as well to see Ramsbottom start to make a run up the table as well, certainly out of the relegation spot. So still all to play for. It's only November.
Yeah, absolutely. Not too swift a comeback from Ramsbottom, I hope. But we're craning our necks to see Grantham up there in fifth bottom, 5 points ahead of Whitby, with a game in hand as well against them. We saw Ramsbottom a few weeks back, actually, Whitby, and they handed us a 4-1 hammering. We were defending dreadfully that night, of course, but Ramsbottom were very good. And I thought from then on they would kick on, and they haven't quite, but it's very close down there still. There's not a lot between, I think, a lot of teams in this league. It's still so open. There's no one I've seen other than maybe one or two sides that have really stood out. I think it's, you know, generally a high standard, but not much difference between the sides.
Well, it's back to league matters this weekend, as we said earlier, and we'll be covering Whitby Town's fixture last, if that's okay with you. So you can go in a good old-fashioned Johnny Crowther rant right at the end, just for you, Andy, that one. Right.
I hope I can live up to the name.
So let's start things off with this at the top of the table. Nantwich Town, they're travelling to Hurst Cross on Saturday. Oh, we should say, disclaimer alert, before setting off on Saturday, look outside your window and you be the judge. Oh, and also check Twitter and official channels, of course. But at this time of recording, these matches are on. Ashton United against Nantwich Town. This is going to end, I don't know, 8-6, perhaps?
Yeah, 56 goals for Nantwich, the small matter of it in 21 games in the league. We had a 3-3 draw with them at Whitby, you'll be unsurprised to hear. Free scoring Nantwich and free conceding as well. Terrific to see them up at the top, I think. That's another club with a really good set of fans. They're really passionate and always back their side. Blythe and Darlington, and of course Salford in that shake-up as well, with games in hand just on those shoulders. So I'm not sure Nantwich will be able to hold them off for too much longer. They've got a terrific home record, just one defeat there. But of course, the one little travels, a short journey up to Ashton, and of course, have promotion ambitions of their own, just one place outside the playoffs. Always a good footballing side as well, Ashton. I think that would be a terrific game. Of course, as you said, with the disclaimer there, we are in the northwest, so we know how that tends to work in terms of rainfall.
But just to let you all know, dear listener, Hurst Cross, matches never get called off at Hurst Cross. There could be a hurricane. Nothing's going to happen. That pitch is sturdy there. I've jinxed it good and proper. There's a match taking place involving the team in second place, which also has relegation zone connotations as well. There's teams in that relegation area who'll be looking at Skelmersdale United thinking, oh, maybe. And Skelmersdale United this weekend, they've got a tough match at Stormy Corner. They're hosting Blyth Spartans, and John Hague's been in touch to say, big game for Blyth at Skem, need to keep racking up the points. And that's because Darlington and Nantwich, Nantwich has got points on the board, but also there's that Salford thing as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely right. Having seen Blyth Spartans a couple of times in the last few weeks, they're a terrific team, and also they've always had that attacking flair. They've got Dan Maguire, they've got Robbie Dale and Alan Weirmouth. They play really good football, but they've also added a little bit of steel at the back. I think Tom Wade will be really pleased with the way his side are defending at the moment, as well as the quality strikers they've got. They just have a little bit of steel back there. Ryan Hutchinson, he's an outstanding player. And also, they get down the side so quickly as well. Damon Mullen on the right-hand side in particular, always on his bike. And he showed with the only goal of the game last week in the FA Trophy against Whitby. So I've seen quite a lot of Blyth. And I wouldn't be surprised if they continue their inexorable march towards the title. I think they'll be one of the big favourites.
Are you surprised with Skelmersdale at this moment? Because Skelmersdale, they lost their number two, didn't they, to Prescott Cables? And I think that's had a bit of an effect, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes a forgotten part of the backroom team, you know, the number twos, and that it might be the guys who know the people who they bring in. Maybe they're very good coaches sometimes as well, and these can be really important components. And we're used to Skelmersdale at the start of the season starting like a house on fire and being up at the top end, but it's surprising to be looking down and seeing them. Obviously, from Whitby perspective, we're still looking up, but Skelmersdale 6 from bottom as we go into the weekend games, and we're there next month. Whitby, we make the trip over to Stormy Corner, so
that'd be a good 6 points at that one. That'd be a 6 point at that point. We did have Skem on Neil Leverborough a while ago because they did start straight out the traps again up at the top, and they've just slowly moved the way down. Grantham Town, we mentioned them earlier. It's another top versus bottom affair at Darlington. Darlington are hosting Grantham Town this weekend, and Darlington, they've kind of been, it's been very solid for Darlington. They've either been second or third in the past month or so. What do you reckon? Because you're not too far away from each other, are you?
No, geographically, yeah, definitely. And Darlington with a few ex-Whitby players in the ranks like Tom Ports and Kev Burgess, Graham Armstrong up front. I haven't had the chance to see Darlington since pre-season, and it was very much a second-string Darlington team on that occasion. But Grantham, I saw just over a month ago at the Turnbull, 1-1 on that occasion, and I think they were a little bit unlucky, actually. Very, very good value for that. Deserved a little bit more, I thought. And they also sported one of Whitby's old, the thorn in the side for us, basically. And the big striker who plays up front for them, Greg Smith. He seems to, whenever Whitby are playing a team, he just seems to be in the away ranks. He was at Kings Lynn, Grantham, and he's just kind of occupying that East Midlands region. He just seems to be in a different team every time the players. And surprise, surprise, he scored the goal for them as well. So, yeah, Grantham on a good run of late.
Now, the thing about Darlington, Back to them for a second or two. And Blyth. Blyth are currently second. Darlington are 3 points behind them. Both have played the same number of games. It's a Nantwich factor. They've played three games more than anyone else, and it's kind of painting a confusing picture for the league table. But Darlington are definitely title contenders this season, aren't they?
Absolutely right. Of course they are in third. Martin Gray's got a very functioning side there. They're big, they're strong, they're organised. And he may not well be completely happy with how they've begun the season. There's always big ambition there for Darlington, the Quakers, with the big support that they've got. And one thing I will say about Nantwich, yes, they have played three games more than Blyth and Darlington, but they've got that monstrous goal difference mm-hmm. that's effectively an extra point. And, you know, insert cliche about points on the board. But, yeah, they're a good side, Nantwich. But it's going to be a good title race and promotion race yet again. I do think it's very, very open yet again, as it always is in the Evo Stick Premier.
Now, Salford City they've got 4 points from the last two outings in the league, and they return to league action this weekend at Moor Lane. Salford City are hosting Stamford. Now,
yeah, but they will be delighted that they're away, because they've yet to win at home, and Salford have that dreadful
Boom.
Home record, don't
Bob
they?
On,
as well.
Bob on, Andy, Bob on.
Get it, lump on Stamford, especially since I don't want them to win from a Whitby perspective, so you can guarantee they will.
You get good odds for that. Not that I encourage betting on this show, but you'll get good odds for that. And to be fair, you know, you might as well take advantage of those clueless bookies, because, as you say, Salford City not good at home, Stamford...
not good anywhere.
Oh, thanks
second
for finishing
bottom,
that.
Yeah.
Superb. Well played.
You just never know. they certainly don't die wondering on the road. 3 wins, 7 defeats, no draws. They're another team that like to hit the back of the net, but they've also conceded by far the most goals as well. 58 goals conceded in 19 games. Boom.
Absolutely, yes. Now, Workington are currently in fifth position. They're 10 points off league leaders Nantwich, though, at this moment. However, they do have three games in hand, so therefore can't really be ruled out at this moment. Now, this weekend, Workington have to travel to Frickley. Now, Frickley are... Well, they've transformed themselves this season from certainties for relegation to solid mid-table form.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen Frickley already. Very, very good side. They have stepped things up. They do look better. A little bit more going forward. I think the likes of Zeph Thomas. They've got some decent attacking players. Workington, I can't get my head around. I've seen them twice and two completely different performances. When they've got their heads on and they're working well, they can be unplayable at times. But equally, they're a little bit vulnerable too. I don't know whether it's a temperament thing or what, but they can be very inconsistent, Workington, despite being fifth in the league still.
Now, this one is quite a big game. It's seventh against eighth. Hyde United were on the receiving end of a bit of a thumping last week, it has to be said, against Nantwich, but a lot of teams get a thumping off Nantwich. Ilkeston, didn't they get knocked out of the FA Trophy, I think, in a replay? Have I made that up? Doesn't matter.
They did in midweek, yeah.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
First division opposition, yeah.
So it's Ilkeston against Hyde United in what literally is going to be some kind of licking wounds match, I'm going to suggest.
Absolutely right, yeah. Hyde on the travels. They're another team like Stamford, you know, they either win or they lose on the travels. 5 wins, 5 defeats, so you never know what you're going to get from them. But you've got to look at the strikers there, the quality there they've got, and Ayrton Bevins and the Spencers leading the line. They've always got goals in them, even if they don't put in a great performance. Yes, Ilkeston, as you touched upon, went out the FA Trophy in midweek against Stocksbridge. And yeah, we'll see how they react to that. That's way too close to call for a mere journal like myself.
Now, I think this one is actually too close to call. It's Halesow in town against Ramsbottom United. And Rob Lloyd's been in touch to say, Halesow in town, Ramsbottom at home for us. It should be a win, but I'm sure they'll look at our record and think they can come away with something. Whenever we play a side on paper that we should beat, we often struggle to be convincing. I'll happily take any form of win, says Rob Lloyd. I don't think any form of win, because, you know, you can get a win by Ramsbottom having too many players sent off. I don't think that's what we should be encouraging. But anyway, I think this one, Ramsbottom, despite the fact that they're bottom of the table, there's fight in them, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And there's quality as well. They've got some good forward players. Again, it's at the back where the problems lie. They've got a terrific goalkeeper, buddy. He's kept very, very busy, Grant Shenton, most weeks. Hillzone are a funny side as well, having seen them. They are fallible, but they're always a big, strong, well set up, big physical side, know their jobs. And when they're actually, I think in some ways they do themselves down in occasionally being lulled into playing slow and just hitting it long. When they actually are in their stride and playing at a tempo, they're a terrific team. But they might look at the amount of games they've played and be having one eye on the other end of the table, despite being as high as ninth.
No, you can't do that. There'll be people in the West Midlands now throwing stuff at their iPod. You can't do that. Anyway, Marine are playing, speaking of the West Midlands, Marine are hosting Stourbridge this weekend. And EO Brown's been in touch to say, Stourbridge at home, got to be happy with a point. And I think Marine are going to win this by 1-0. There, put it on record.
Wow, there you go. Of course, Stourbridge with their Cup heroics.
Yes.
Congratulations to them. Looking forward to an FA Cup second round game. And it'll be a hell of an upset, I think, if they could get themselves through Eastleigh. But they've done Dover. Seem to have a little tour of the south coast of England. They've got their trip up to Marine. Seen Marine recently. And they're a decent side, but they're certainly not invulnerable. And we suffered from going to sleep for the first 12 minutes of the game and finding ourselves 2 goals down, which is never advisable. But that was only Marine's second home win of the season. So I think that Stourbridge will go there and fancy their chances.
Buxton are currently in 11th, and Buxton this weekend are hosting Barwell. And Mark Joyce has been in touch today. It's a toughie against Barwell, and home form not that good either. But we have players back at last, so you never know. Come on the Bucks. We need the points to stay with those in the playoff positions. And that it is make or break for Buxton at this moment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And they made such a great start to the season. And occasionally they look fallible. They certainly go for it at home. And they're playing a side who are very good away from home. 5 wins on their travels for Barwell and just 3 defeats. So they will be hard to beat. Barwell always are hard to beat. That's just Barwell, isn't it? Not the easiest game. A little bit of a clash of styles, different styles of play. Buxton with some good attacking players. They've got an ex Whitby lad in Niall Doran over there, and it'll be a good one over in the Peak District.
Now, here's the thing about mid table at this moment. I know that literally any side in mid table is literally one win away from pushing for the playoffs. So what I'm about to say is a joke, okay? It's just a bit of light-hearted banter. This next game is mid-table obscurity written all over it, Matlock against Sutton Coldfield Town.
There you go, I like that. 14th versus 13th, you've covered yourself in advance. It's, two teams I've seen fairly recently. Matlock, a lot of those supporters have picked up on the fact that they're not that good against the lower sides. The teams that seem to be on a dreadful run suddenly bring it to an end against Matlock. As you mentioned, with Hillzone struggling against sides lower down the league. So Sutton Coldfield above them, you'd think Matlock might just turn on the star. But it's an unusual one. It's not a bad one for Matlock to be at home. 5 wins at Causeway Lane. They'll think that they have a great chance. Sutton Coldfield away, goodness knows what you're going to get. 3 wins, 3 draws, 3 defeats. Toss a coin.
And they did beat Darlington in the FA Trophy at the weekend, so they're very capable, aren't they? Sutton Coldfield.
Absolutely, yes. Right.
Down the bottom end, we've got this match, Colwyn Bay against Rushall Olympic. And I think a lot of people are a bit surprised about Colwyn Bay. Are you one of them?
Yeah, I thought that coming down, you just never know with the teams that come down from the Conference North. So you're not sure, but because Colwyn Bay, they've been in that division a number of years, and you thought that they would have a good chance this year. It hasn't quite worked out for them. I think they're another club that have made managerial changes, and they find themselves fourth from bottom. And I'm unashamed of the fact that I'm going to be a little biased and hope they don't quite get all 3 points against Rushall Olympic. Another side that, you might be surprised to hear, but the fans aren't always big fans of the way they go about things. And the management, even quite recently, were under pressure there and perhaps still are.
Don't come here playing your mind games, trying to unsettle some cornerstones of this league. What are you doing? And lastly, on Saturday, we've got this one. Michelover Sports against Whitby Town. I think it's a relegation six-pointer. But what do I know? We should go to the person who does know. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. What do you think?
Oh, goodness. I'm upsetting so many people, but I'm really just clutching at straws. I'll tell you what it is, Ben. It's the first of back-to-back games between Whitby and Michelover. The rearrangement of fixtures after the FA Trophy draws means that Whitby hosts Michelover the week after.
Right.
So might be a little bit of afters for that one. It's, as you say, a possible boom-banger-bang affair. Michelover just 7 points ahead of Whitby. I just said just 7 points ahead. Whitby with two games in hand. You'd have to think that they'll need 4 points, you would expect from these two games. Whitby's still looking for their first away league win of the season, even though we're nearly out of November. They're desperate for the points. They need it more, and maybe that'll tell. We will see.
And just to cover off Tuesday night, there's two matches on Tuesday, weather permitting. Salford City against Workington. And obviously, the last time those two played, Salford beat Workington away 4-1, I think it was. And Stamford are hosting Grantham Town. And I mention that purely because you'll have one eye on that one as well, won't you, on Tuesday night?
Absolutely right. I was going to say, and a mere 7 points between them. But yeah, Stamford's second bottom and Grantham, as you mentioned, on the back of that good run of form that's taken them out the relegation positions. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top there, which I think I can just about call it a derby.
What, Stamford against Grantham?
Yes.
Pushing it. It's worse than your Ramsbottom Hyde one a few months ago. Anyway, so...
same county, Ben.
Yeah, they're not. They're Greater Manchester. And, oh, in that one. In that case, yes, they are, in a way. Yes. Yeah, yes. Disclaimer alert. Please look outside your window. Check websites. Ring a friend. Just check that the match is on before going off. There's very traumatic weather outside. So please do check. And if you are going to a match, make sure that you wrap up warm and save enough money for a nice warming pie. Andrew Snaith, how can people keep abreast of everything that's going on at Whitby Town, and more importantly, this Saturday's coverage at Michelover Sports?
They can log on to whitby-town.com, Ben, and we'll try and give as non-biased as possible a commentary as we can from Derbyshire. Looking forward to that, because it'll be the first time that we're broadcasting from Michelover Sports. So please tune in, pack your gondolas, it's going to be a wet one.
Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Ben.
And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry's been in touch to say another massive game for Warrington this weekend at home to Glossop. A proper six-pointer, nothing to add. While Ryan James Bedard's been in touch to say Warrington versus Glossop, can't wait for this game, come on the wire. Liam Curry's been in touch to say Bamber away for us, hopefully not a repeat of the 6-1 hammering at the Brewery Field just a year ago. And we should say us is Spennymoor Town. John Sowerby's been in touch to say looking forward to seeing a new team at Harrison Park as Shore Lane Aquaforce are set to enjoy a lovely journey through the Peak District to visit Leek Town. They might have to actually go down the motorway, John, because it's a bit safer. The weather's not up for a Peak District drive, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, back to his correspondence. They're on fire and full of goals, so this will be a big test of character for us. The forecast predicts a crisp, sunny day in the Staffordshire Moorlands, which will only add to the occasion. Ian Wilkinson's been in touch to say Farsley Celtic awake from the nightmare to inflict horror on Clitheroe. It's been a long time coming, but it's a great welcome back to Lee Connors. I've never been frightened before by a piece of correspondence, but that one has actually scared me, Ian, so well done. Ian Garnett, from a Nantwich perspective, has been in touch to say hopefully we can keep top spot. If we score. We've scored 69 goals so far, and that is what we finished on last season. Wow, so you've actually scored the same amount of goals you scored last season, but it's still November. Well done, Nantwich Town, brilliant. Phil Harrison's been in touch to say everything crossed for a Northwich Victoria win and results going our way so that we can remain at the top and keep the pressure on. A great win and performance on Monday to secure passage to the FA Cup second round. Special thank you to manager Jim Gannon, club captain Michael Clark and defender Alex Mr. Whippy Byrne for taking time to attend the Supporters Association meeting on Wednesday. And finally, Richard Clark has been in touch to say, Stour have an actual league match. That's the first since the 27th of October. He actually says November, but I know what he means. Anyway, that concludes this week's wall of correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. We'll be back next week with our third qualifying round FA Trophy special. That'll be across Evo Stick Extra and this month's Division 1 show, which is also out next weekend. But that's it for this week's show. Thank you to all my guests this week, and thank you, dear listener, for joining me. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. And wear a coat. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.